Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We all have favorite infomercials from when we were a kid.
Just squeeze and squeeze.
That's
it's
right.
It's the Thighmaster.
Oh, I thought that was a Snuggie. I forgot. And the Flowbee really took a turn for us this morning, so that's coming your way. Also, we all have naked neighbors, and some of you are the naked neighbor.
Yeah, and when you lock eyes with your neighbor,
oh, it's
never the same.
Don't do jumping jacks like that. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast. That's all you got to do. Squeeze.
Dude, we had the Thighmaster.
Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze.
That was hard.
It was hard.
I don't know if it worked, but man, it was challenging.
We didn't have the Thighmaster, but my mom did buy a Cindy Crawford workout tape. Mm. Like, Cindy Crawford had done an infomercial for a workout tip. I don't know. And my mom got it, and I remember watching it for different reasons. Hi, Doug. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Doug, what is the infomercial you absolutely love?
Okay, so there was, I think it was Ronco's oven. And he always taglined it, set it and forget it.
Set
it and forget it. And I say set it and forget it around our house all the time. Like, I'll set up the crock pot. I'm like, all right, guys, we're just going to set it and forget it. Let's go.
Yeah, my whole family's looking at me like, what are you talking about, Dad? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, did you buy one?
Oh, no, I didn't.
No, I didn't buy it, but loved the tagline.
He
wasn't
the first 500 callers.
Right. Like, come on, what are you going to do? Let's go down here to Kathleen. Kathleen, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Now, you got to be careful because these things can break and stab you, apparently. But what was your favorite infomercial?
The Ginsu knife.
Classic.
Remember, they slice them, they dice them, and they make julienne fries.
That's what julienne fries.
They would cut a aluminum can in half with the Ginsu knife, right?
Yeah, the Ginsu knife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kathleen, did you?
My parents even bought them.
They did. Okay, that's my question.
My parents bought them.
Your parents had them. Do you still have them in the family now?
Oh, God, no. They're horrible.
They were the worst. Did they not cut anything? Did you try to cut the can?
They didn't cut the steak.
Oh, no.
Hey, we didn't say we could cut steaks,
yeah,
just cans.
What's your problem, lady? Back off.
Way more practical.
Right?
Did you try the can?
Yeah, did you try the can? What's your problem? Hi, Cherry. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. Your favorite infomercial?
It has to be the Flowbee.
The Flowbee?
Legendary.
Now, isn't that the thing George Clooney says he cuts his hair with?
It might be. And what was even better is I eventually met somebody. I never got a Flowbee, but I met somebody who had a Flowbee in college. She's from Kentucky, so she said, I got my Flowbee, and I got myself a haircut. I said, you have a Flowbee? I said, you have a legit Flowbee. She said, everybody I know has a Flowbee. So I still want one, though.
Yeah, you got to try to get one. The Flowbee.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The old at-work luncheon. We had one yesterday. The whole staff turned up. We had a lovely luncheon. Some nice Panera was had, a great conversation. Everybody had a nice, good time. There was even cookies and brownies at the end of it. All put together, very nice to welcome these two new guys to our sales staff. It was a very lovely event. Nothing went wrong, to our knowledge. Everything was fine. But you have to have had things go wrong at the work luncheon. And boy, if you have not delivered... Let's go.
Ha.
Hi, CJ. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened? What went wrong at the work luncheon, CJ?
Well, I worked in an elementary school, and every month one grade would cater a lunch. We went down to eat lunch, and the company had burned the base, the roux, for all of the soup, and everything tasted like burnt toast.
Hey, this is really good. Can't taste any of it.
We were in a grade school, so we had nothing else to eat because it wasn't like there was a lunchroom or we had much time to go out. So luckily I had a drawer of snacks.
But otherwise everybody just suffered through burnt, ruined soup.
You couldn't even eat it. It was so bad. You couldn't eat it.
Were they apologetic? Were they aware of what had happened or was it like whispers?
We called them and told them, but at that point, they didn't have anything else. So they actually brought us lunch next week again for free. But yeah, they felt really bad.
Wow. Completely burned the whole thing of soup. Nobody has anything. That's a really great teacher lunch, too. Hey, guys, free lunch tomorrow. Soup.
Yeah.
That's so weird anyway.
What about the rest of us? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. Good morning. I love your show.
Oh, love you right back. Now, you guys had a bad at-work luncheon. What happened?
Yeah, I'm also a teacher, and we had a Thanksgiving feast, and I think we had bad turkey or something. So, yeah, we were all sick that weekend both ways.
Oh,
and then we had conferences. Yeah, then we had conferences Monday, and we go down for the ETO luncheon, and they're serving chili, and we're like, ugh.
Yeah, we can't do it again. My bowels can't handle this. It's too much.
Oh, yeah.
So were you guys, like, all texting each other over the weekend? Like, is this happening to you? Is this happening to you? Like, how did you figure out it was everybody?
Yeah. There was probably, like, 80% of us, and yeah, it was not good.
That's the greatest fear in hosting a dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I know this is teachers at school, but if you hosted my mom the next day, she's like, how's everybody doing? I'm like, everybody's fine, Mom. We're all good. Oh, man, everybody got sick. Ugh. Rick, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning. Great, thank you.
So, Rick, you guys had something go wrong at the at-work luncheon. What happened?
Yeah, I was setting up the food in the conference room for a client lunch, and all of a sudden I realized that there was bees swarming all over the conference room. And I remember that one of my clients was allergic to it, but I had nothing to kill it with. So I'm chasing these bees around the conference room, trying to kill them with a paper plate.
So how did the bees get in?
Apparently, the maintenance guy told us later that they ate through the wall, like trying to build a nest or something, and somehow got into the conference room.
This is crazy. So Rick's just in there trying to set up the lunch. Oh, no! Bees got him. Inside, I thought it was like an outdoor picnic or something, but no, the bees crawled through the wall, and there they are. Hi, Kelly. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I hope you're better now. This is massive. Now, before we get into this, what kind of business are you in? Where did this luncheon happen?
So, it was at a country club in the suburbs. I don't want to name which one.
Sure, we're fine with that.
But I used to work for a sales company. So it was the quarterly sales meeting with, like, hundreds of employees.
And what happened? What went wrong at the work luncheon, Kelly?
It was fine there. It was on Good Friday. And then, you know, everyone's trying to do Easter dinner that weekend with families. And I'm like, I'm really not feeling good. So I got food poisoning. I had to leave and get to work on Monday. And over 100 people had gotten food poisoning from it. And
over 100 people? Oh, my God.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The old naked neighbor, a woman in Horry County, South Carolina, named Alexis Hartnett, was arrested for doing topless jumping jacks in her yard. Many of you are texting us that Horry County is where Myrtle Beach is.
Oh, so plenty of people have been there.
Lots of people are touristing there, and you got to be careful. No more naked jumping jacks. Exactly
stuff,
right.
Yeah.
Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing very well. You've not experienced the naked neighbor. You are the naked neighbor.
I am. I'm the naked neighbor.
What do you do naked?
So I don't go outside of my house. I'll start there. But,
okay.
I mean, if I'm in my house, I'm in my house, you know? I should be able to just do whatever I want.
Now, you say you're in your house and you're naked. Do you leave the windows open? Do you have blinds and drapes, or do you not care?
Sometimes I close them, sometimes I don't. I guess I don't really care.
And have any neighbors had a conversation with you or referenced that they have seen the naked?
No, but I did make direct eye contact with my next door neighbor.
Got it. And would you mind sharing your address? No, I'm kidding.
No.
So you made direct eye contact. Are you in a relationship with anyone? Do you live with anyone?
I am. I'm in a relationship. I don't live with him, though.
Okay, got it. So you live alone. And if you like to be naked, you like to be naked. Now, do you ever work from home?
Yes.
Do you work from home naked?
Unless I'm on Zoom, yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
You ever sit on things?
On accident? On accident?
No, on purpose.
No, yeah, like you're saying on your couch naked.
I wonder how that goes if you are just existing around your house naked on a regular basis. Wouldn't that make you think twice about sitting on stuff?
I mean, I have a leather couch and I clean it.
Yeah, is it white?
No.
Good. Well, then you're good.
Fair answer.
Then you're good.
Do you stick to it?
Yeah, do you stick to it? Like when you stand up, it's like every time you get up.
No, it's not that bad.
Okay, now hang on a second. Because if you've ever taken a nap on the leather couch, I've fallen asleep on a leather couch. It's so hot. You don't wake up and like peel your whole naked body off the leather couch?
I don't think I've ever napped naked on my leather couch.
Okay, well, today has a goal then. Today you got a goal, Jennifer. Okay, so Jennifer is open and honest that she is the naked neighbor. Hi, Jill. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. This sounds like a joke, but this is real. You spotted a naked neighbor. What happened?
For real. For real. So my daughter says, Mom, I see someone, you know, outside with no pants on. And I'm like, oh, honey, I look up. And my neighbor was outside mowing his yard in a red T-shirt and nothing else.
So he was Winnie the Poohing it. Winnie the Pooh. He's just out there.
He was bending over to fix his lawnmower, which was broken behind my minivan, no doubt. Like bending over to fix his mower.
And there it was.
Flying free.
And you say he used to be crazy, but then you saw his nuts. Now, this is wild.
This is nuts. It is wild. Yes. And later on, he then reported his lawnmower stolen because he left it by the side of the road in his state of nakedness.
Yeah.
And he was very naked and confused, apparently.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot. It sounds like he has a lot going on.
Yeah.
He's just out Winnie the Poohing it naked.
Yeah.
This is a lot. Hi, Susan. Good morning.
Good morning.
You may as well have spotted this woman in South Carolina. You spotted a naked neighbor. What were they doing?
We lived behind, or they lived behind us, a police officer who every morning decided that he was going to do jumping jacks naked in front of his very large bathroom window.
So you could see him in his house doing jumping jacks just to warm everything up early in the morning, naked.
Yep. My children look forward to it every morning. I got them out of bed.
Hey, Mom, he's doing it again. Look over there.
Drop it. Pure emotion. He's never fake.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure like stepping on her rake. Oh. He might even make your head shake. Here we go with Hot Take.
All right, you know what is missing from music today? Well, we could be here all day, but one thing in particular I just noticed was we're missing good band names. I mean, it wasn't long ago a group's name could pretty much assure you something interesting might be going on there. Let's go back like a decade and a half. You had tracks by artists like Black Eyed Peas, cool. All American Rejects, awesome. Kings of Leon, yeah. Flo Rida, I see what you did there. Nickelback, sure. Cobra Starship,
come on.
Exotic. Linkin Park with Lincoln spelled wrong, so you knew they were rebels. Fall Out Boy, a Simpsons reference. And who could forget? Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, baby.
Tee-hee-hee. Now go back a little further. You find Goo Goo Dolls, Hootie and the Blowfish, Third Eye Blind, Matchbox 20, Smash Mouth. Did the names mean anything? Not in particular. Did they sound pretty cool? You betcha. Even boy bands had memorable names like Color Me Bad and 98 Degrees. Cheesy as heck? Yes. But did they paint a certain picture? You know it. Let's keep going. Metallica, Smashing Pumpkins, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots, Candlebox, Beastie Boys, Jane's Addiction, Porno for Pyros. And on the same bill, you might have had both Tool and Bush. Whether you love that music or not, you have to admit those names were pretty killer. And in classic rock, you got Def Leppard and Poison and Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue. And further back, you have Kansas and Boston and Chicago. And you can take a journey to all those places in your REO Speedwagon.
Yeah!
All right, so as I'm thinking of this, I'm thinking of everyone we hear on the radio now. Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Miley Cyrus, Dua Lipa, Olivia Rodrigo. Wonderful artists, sure, but in terms of monikers, I'm sorry. Boring. You also might have noticed that everybody I listed, the big stars of the moment, are all solo artists. That gave me a rabbit hole idea. I went to the Billboard Top 100 right now and check out the top 20, and this is not a joke. Beyonce, Kanye, Jack Harlow, Teddy Swims, SZA, Zach Bryan, SZA again, Tate McRae, Taylor Swift, Noah Kahan, or Khan, or whatever, Doja Cat, 21 Savage, Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Tyla, Morgan again, Taylor again, somebody named Warren Ziders, and somebody else named Mooney Long. All right, there are some features, this or that, collabs, whatever, but no joke, there's not a band, a duo, or a group of any kind currently making popular music. Not one. When did that happen? When did that go out of style? And if music and the people who make it are just mirrors of our times, is it an accident that just about every song for the social media me generation is being made by a solo artist, even though in just about all these cases, the songs are actually being created by teams of behind-the-scenes writers and producers? Food for thought. It begs the question, Chris. In the meantime, if you're an aspiring musician and you're looking to stand out, is all you have to do to be a band with a name? Well, if you do that, you'll apparently have the market all to yourself.
My man, wow. Let's go!
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Tim, you have a band that we should be listening to right now. What is the name of the band, Tim?
Band name is Quiet Confidence.
Okay, and what style of music are we talking about?
It's alternative. It's got a little bit of kind of pop punk and emo in it, but mostly alternative music.
Okay, Quiet Confidence. Are they a local band?
They're based out of Louisville.
Okay, so no. Okay, great. Hey. So local Louisville, Quiet Confidence, says Tim. Hi, Katie. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. What band do we need to be listening to, Katie?
The band is called Arrows in Action.
Okay, Arrows in Action. And what's the style of music?
It's kind of like pop, punky, okay. Sort of Paramore-esque.
Female front woman?
Yeah, well, they have a male and a female front.
Oh, dual singers. I like that.
Right, he's down for Jenny V
Hang
in the Mix New Musical.
Oh, yeah. Arrows in Action. Hi, Tierra?
Tierra, like the crowd.
Hi, Tierra. I'm so sorry I mispronounced that. Good morning, Tierra. Now, Tierra, what is your band that we need to be listening to?
They're called The Rose.
The Rose, like the flower. Now, what kind Correct. Of music are we talking about?
It's mostly kind of like alternative with okay. a little bit of like EDM in the middle sometimes.
Oh, which, like an oons oons. And are they local?
They are not. They are South Korean based, but they sing a lot of songs in English.
Okay, South Korean based band The Rose. I like that. Here we go. Hi, Megan. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I have a new band.
Let's go. What is it?
Idols.
The Idols. Idols.
No, just Idols.
Okay,
I-D-L-E-S. They're from England. They have a song called Dancer right now, and you might catch me dancing naked in my house to that song. You got to have a listen.
Okay, watch out. Hang on.
Let's go.
Megan's really painting a picture for Idols. Okay, yeah. So Idols and the style of music you say?
Oh, it's rock, but they've got like some dance too. I'm 46. My boyfriend's 51. We were at the Metro till like 2 in the morning in a mosh pit.
Naked.
But not having
totally nude.
That came later.
Yeah.
Totally fine. No
one knows. Like Megan's really telling the story.
Worse has happened at the Metro. That's
yeah,
fine.
Come on, it's fine. Fine. Don't worry about it. Couple of more here. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing well. You know what's fun about this one? Pat's in the band. Nice. What do you play in the band,
sir.
Pat?
I play an Irish drum called the Bowron, and I sing.
Oh, watch out. Okay, now, Pat, what's the name of your band?
We're called The Chancers.
Okay, and what's your style of music?
Irish folk.
Irish folk, and rock. The Chancers, and rock.
Okay.
And you playing original songs or cover songs?
Yeah, we play some original songs, but there's a great history of Irish music, so we delve into that, too. We'll be playing all over Chicago this weekend.
Great, man. Where are a couple of the shows you guys are doing? Shout them out.
Well, we got downtown Dearborn on Saturday. Then we're opening for the Tossers at the Metro Saturday night. And then Sunday we're in Glenview. And then we go all the way out to the south side for Gaelic Park.
Let's go. Nice. The Chancers are really making it happen.
Yeah.
All right, big weekend for the Chancers. And finally, Adam, good morning. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Adam, I want you to know that Nikki loves this band. What is the band we should all be listening to, Adam?
So it's a local. They are Rod, Tough Curls, and The Bench Press.
Yes! Rod, Tough Curls, and The Bench Press are so fun. Every festival, I love you for bringing them up.
Yes, they shut down every festival in Chicago. They have an album out called Start Again. They're very fish-like. They very melodic, kind of jammy music, but they play something for everyone in the last 30 to 40 years.
That's true. They'll do like musical numbers from shows and then into like Freddie Mercury and Queen and then into what you're saying, like jam band. It's crazy.
Adam, are you a friend of the band or just a fan of the band?
Both. actually.
Gotten to know him over the years. Okay, watch out.
I remember at the Northwest Suburban Festival called Frontier Days in Arlington Heights at Rec Park. They played last year. Along with Lou Gramm of Foreigner, not at the same time, not on the same night. But I do remember there was an actual buzz in the air about Rod Tough Curls.
And the bench press.
And the bench press, yeah. And people were like, who? And
what?
People were like, trust me. Yeah,
yeah. So, and yeah, Jenny V just saw them at Joe's on Weed Street. And she was texting me, too. And she's like, you got to see this band. I'm like, join the Stalker Club.
Yeah, I know.
No, they're just really fun, great local band. That's awesome.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Soundcheck. Soundcheck. This is Nikki's Soundcheck on the Morning Mix.
And like we said, new music from Bon Jovi. Speaking of bands, tomorrow morning we'll have that for you. And on the band theme, Ozzy Osbourne was a member of a very famous band.
Yeah, Black Sabbath.
Of course.
Another Violetta favorite.
That's right. He went solo. And of course, then, you know, did the TV show and all that great stuff. And they're apparently going to be making a movie about him. So they've talked about this for a few now. And Sharon Osbourne, his wife, very famous wife, she would like Florence Pugh to play her. She said she thinks she would do a fantastic job. You can kind of see Florence Pugh as a younger Sharon Osbourne. And then their son, Jack, he has an idea as to who he wants to play Ozzy Osbourne in this movie.
You know who I want to play, Dad?
Who?
Bill Hader.
Who?
Yeah, Bill Hader. I think he'd be brilliant.
That's my, like...
Who's Bill Hader?
You know him when you see him.
Everyone thinks I'm crazy.
No, you're not.
Until I show a side-by-side picture, and then that guy's ability to, like...
More. Character morph. Actor. He's brilliant.
Yes. I can show you a picture.
F*** off. No.
So Ozzy did not approve at the end there.
Yeah. I feel like no matter what, it's going to be Timothy Chalamet. No matter what happens, they'll just go with Timothy.
I mean, Bill Hader is so good at morphing into people, I don't rule it out, you know? And then this weekend, we talked, again, going on the band theme, a lot of solo artists headlining this. So it's actually April 12th, 13th, and 14th, and then 19th, 20th, and 21st. I'm talking about Coachella. Oh, they do that thing where they had like the same lineup 2 weekends in a row, which I think is really cool.
Smart.
Lana Del Rey, Tyler, the Creator, Doja Cat, and No Doubt. That's the one really everyone's talking about, the reuniting of No Doubt. Blur, also there.
Wow,
Blur
out of the woodwork.
I know, on Saturday. So the weekend one is sold out, but weekend two is still available. So if you get a crazy itch to go see some new bands or old bands.
Yep. Take your pick. They got both.
You can go do that. And then now we were discussing this yesterday. Jenny V, myself, our boss, we're part of the music department. We had these music meetings. And we started talking about this artist. And then it was last night I started watching Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
And then he was in it. And I'm like, okay, I have to just play this song. It's meant to be, right? I'm talking about Joe Keery. He is from Stranger Things. He's the one with like the amazing hair. He's also like one of the good guys in Free Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's the lead singer of, I'm going to call it a band, Joe, spelt D-J-O. But it's pronounced Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Okay. Joe. I think it's just Joe. I don't know.
Joe.
They played at Lollapalooza a couple years ago. I remember hearing about it. And there's been a lot of trending audio because he has a song where he sings about Chicago.
That's right. Huh. It's Joe Keery, who went to DePaul. And you know from Stranger Things, he's also in Fargo Season 4 with Jon Hamm.
Right.
He's the little sheriff guy.
Yeah.
Jason Jon Hammer.
But it's hard to recognize him without his hair.
Exactly right.
It's also a very smart marketing to put your own music behind you every time you do an interview.
That's
because
true.
Then they can't not hear your music.
And, ain't that the truth?
And you're going to hear it again, my friend.
Okay.
We're going to hear End of Beginning. Now, this song has been really big on TikTok because of the reference to Chicago in the song, which will also be interesting because today's the day the bill is going to go down, right? TikTok. We'll have to see where all that lands. But anyway, so you might have heard this online. There's a part of it. And alternative music fans called earlier, so I would put that in this category.
Okay.
So take a listen to it. This is Joe Keery's band. It's called Joe, and it's this is End of Beginning, and definitely listen to the line about Chicago. It's great.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
There's also been some serious allegations coming out from former Nickelodeon star Drake Bell from his time when he was on Nickelodeon. Back in the 90s, late 90s, Nickelodeon dominated kids' entertainment with shows like All That, The Amanda Show, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh, and iCarly. There is a new documentary coming out this weekend called Quiet on Set, Dark Side of Kids TV, which says it's going to be revealing everything from behind the scenes, and it looks intense.
Ooh, what's it coming out on?
That's a good question.
Okay, it's coming
out. I'm streaming somewhere.
Okay, got it. Sorry about that.
No,
okay.
You're right. I meant to look that up and I didn't. But you know,
not on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it's on Prime though. I wonder if it's on Prime.
Nick Jr.
It's called Dark Side.
Yeah, Quiet on Set, Dark Side of Kids TV.
Wow. Sorry, what was that? Whip and I were laughing at her.
We're just recapping the name of it all.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be on Roku channel. It's not a joke. So there you go. Get out there and watch it on your Roku channel.
If you can find that. and next up, Lenny Kravitz received his Hollywood Walk of Fame star yesterday. His daughter Zoe Kravitz was there and his friend Denzel Washington in a beautiful tracksuit where they obviously were celebrating him. Zoe got up and had a heartfelt message for her dad, but she kept it real and addressed one of our favorite things about Lenny, the fact that he never wears a shirt.
I've seen your incredible dedication to your art, but mostly I've seen through your shirts. According to my dad, if it doesn't expose your nipples, it's not a shirt.
Amen.
And sure, it used to embarrass me when you'd pick me up from school as a kid, but I gotta say at this point, I respect it. You really do pull it off. Your relationship with the netted shirt is probably your longest one. And it works.
It's like a roast.
It really is.
Yeah, and he was loving it. He was standing right next to her and taking it all in. She was there with her little boyfriend from Magic Mike.
Channing Tatum.
So they looked very in love. He was not there with a significant other.
I didn't see it. Was he wearing a netted shirt?
So he had a silk, very unbuttoned shirt on with a sport coat. So the nips were covered.
Boo.
Yeah, but a lot of chest. A lot of chest.
Yay. To be clear, he didn't wear pants. He did the opposite this time.
Yeah. It's his party.
Yeah, he was just up there swinging ding.
Yes, he was.
He's letting love rule, if you will.
And there is a new viral trend called Crookie. That is a croissant and cookie combination, and that is pretty much the entire story. Exactly. It's cookie dough inside a croissant, and then you bake it. So you can make it for yourself at home, but a lot of places are selling it now, jumping on the bandwagon.
I saw on TV, though, they're taking already baked croissants, slicing them open, filling them with cookie dough, and then rebaking them. So if we go to Costco, if we can get that, like, 400 thing of croissants, tube of cookie dough, and just die together.
Perfect. Let's
I think
go.
You're going to need more cookie dough.
You think so?
Yeah, because the whole point is a lot of cookie dough oozing out of the entire thing.
I'm all for oozing.
Me too. That's your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.